It is here to stay. Open data is, well, data generally. Carl Wilding from NCVO at the last Evolve, the last big national NCVO conference, not this year, but last year, talked about data as the new oil, and open data is part of that. So I think what's important is to help people understand that open data is not personal data, it's anonymized data that will help them make a better case again for the work that they do, measure their impact, combine it with the data they already have to show how effective they are and how much they're needed and what in the work that they do. I think the voluntary sector is still not, they're not even early adopters of open data to some extent. It's not that well known in the sector, it's not that well talked about. But having said that, there are people who are starting to get it at the last VCCS camp, the one you were at. You know, we had a big group interested in who came to the open data session, and we had, you know, a couple of people saying, now I get it. And when you get people like that, then you know, and that was somebody from NAVCA who was saying, oh, I, you know, why don't we just do this? When you get people in those positions starting to get it, then it gives me hope for, you know, development in this area. And I'm also involved in running Open Data Camp, which is the unconference that brings people together who are interested in open data and its uses. And I think there also we'll have opportunities, as we had from the first one, to start proving the case, showing people how useful it is, you know. So once you start answering people's questions and showing that the use of open data can help them answer the big questions and the small questions as well, then once people see how useful it is, I think it'll be embraced more and used more, and it is here to stay.